What if we don't see this as chiefly exemplified in the Lord Jesus himself? You know, he was the faithful and true witness, faithful in everything. In John 4, even when he's posed, when the disciples come back, they went and bought lunch, took all of them to go down and buy lunch. But they came back and said, "Master, eat." And the Lord says, "I have food to eat that you know not of." His food was to do the will of him that sent him and to finish his work. And so this was the passion of the Lord Jesus, to please God as a man. And so this is now, that's foreign to us naturally. You know, before I was saved, that is a foreign concept. Mm. Pleasing God? I don't even know God. Mm. Who's God? That's what we used to say. But now we have a relationship. And now we've come to love the one who has expressed his love in giving us his beloved son. And now we have a desire built into us by the power of the Spirit that causes us to say, "I want to now please God in life." And so it's a really interesting thing, and that faithfulness would be the direct connection. Like the Lord Jesus. So I was thinking we need to have an object, especially men. Without an object before us, our eyes wander the wrong place. We need an object. And if we fix our eyes upon Jesus, the Lord Jesus, and all that he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, his life was given to these qualities, to please his Father. And I think the more we're occupied with that life in himself, the more like him we will be.
When we think of this expression, as was suggested, to look at, "Thou doest faithfully," before we read the other part of that phrase or sentence, he was not affected by the response of those for whom he was doing it, nor the character of who they were, or whether he knew them or didn't know them, as will come out later on. This marked him in his life. He did it faithfully. That had become part of him, of his very life in living the truth. So, as you mentioned, the Lord never reacted to a situation. He always acted out as it was from himself, from communion with the Lord. And he waited to respond to many situations, if you trace the Gospels, until he had a word from the Lord. Morning by morning, the prophet says of him, "Thou openest mine ear to hear as a learner." Who was it that heard? He was the one who could command, and who had the storm in his hand. And all of this, commanding, was what he was, as the eternal Son. But now, he comes here with all ears open to hear. And he was faithful in that relation, in that communion with the Father. And everything that he did, "What thou doest," whatever that may have been, but he does it faithfully. He does it in response to the direction that he received from God.
It is, I'd like to continue on the line you brought of the Lord Jesus. And somehow connected with Brother Mark, he reminded us it covers every aspect of our lives. That if you take up the Lord, the Spirit of God has highlighted his faithfulness in different ways. In every aspect of his dealing with men, there is that faithful character given to him. If you take 1 Peter 4, that he was a faithful creator, all the way that he is a faithful Lord, he's a faithful priest, he's a faithful witness, and it continues. There are so many aspects of the faithfulness of the Lord that covered everything, every dealing with us. And that's the way it should characterize us. Paul, when he spoke to Timothy, there's something about knowing truth. Wonderful. There's something about expressions of love, as we have been discussing. But truth or love, it has to be related in a trustworthy way. And that's where faithfulness comes in. That's why Paul, when he's concerned about the testimony after his departure, says, "What you have heard of me, The things you have heard and learned and so forth, commit them unto faithful men. And brethren, that's what makes the difference, is when things are done in a faithful way. Not out of a duty, not to impress the brethren, not to be like Ishmael, who did everything in the presence of his brethren, but to do it faithfully as unto the Lord. And faithfulness means in a trustworthy way. And how wonderful to see that the Lord Jesus in the Gospel, when he was giving talents away, one of the things that he highlighted, that he would look for the reward, the time of the reward, is to hear these wonderful words from the mouth of the Lord. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. The Lord is like, you know, he wouldn't say, well, you did this and you... It is these titles that characterize the whole life of the believer. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. And this is what we need, brethren. Faithfulness in these last and closing days to enter into the third epistle, but also to be living out the truth in a faithful way.
And we would say that verse 5 really is the natural outflow of one who is in the good of verse 3 and 4. Otherwise, doing something, everybody does things, especially when it comes to charity work, good work, work of love, helping somebody. Well, a lot of people do that too. But what he's speaking about here, it is a matter of a man who in verse 3 was a truthful man, a man who has the integrity and a man who is holding fast the truth. Then the outcome of that, he was walking in truth. His manner of life, the way he conducted himself, was very evidence that truth is the undergirding motive for him. As a result of that, faithfulness will come naturally and will be stamped on every action that he have done. So it is very important not to just highlight the fact of that, yeah, doing work in a faithful way, because there is a lot of people who do work in a faithful way. But if that's not motivated by the truth, as far as being part of the person and the integrity and also walking in the truth, you'll get your reward here.